My wife is naturally wiser than I am about children, about life. She just is. She says it's good that she is. Because when we married, I had the maturity level of about an 11-year-old. Sixth grade. I told her, that's pretty high for husbands. What are you whining about? She said once that she thought to be a good parent, you had to have a bit of a mean streak in you. Ooh. Ooh, that sounds rough. To be a good parent, a bit of a mean streak? You don't want to be mean as a parent, do ya? What she meant was, you had to have something that stiffened up your spine when necessary. And for many of us, it is a sense of, I don't want to be mistreated. I don't want to have a child be disrespectful, ungrateful. In other words, a surge in the spine that helped you make tough decisions, that helped you go against any kind of Rodney King parenting. Can't we all just get along? Because much of parenthood is riddled with parents having to make decisions that the children do not understand, do not agree with, and will not. They don't. And we just want to be understood, don't we? Look, don't be a parent if you want to be understood. It's that simple. When your kid's 28 and he looks back and says, boy, Mom, you're the best mom. Now I understand. It's all so clear to me now. When that child's 9 or 11 or 16 and you're making unpopular decisions and you're trying to get them to understand, sure, that's the parenting journey. Over time, they start to understand a little more bit by bit by bit by bit. But did you ever deal with a three-year-old? Hey, 95% of what you have to do to socialize and moralize a three-year-old, they don't understand. They don't get it. They don't like it. They don't appreciate it. They don't want it. They think you're bad. That is parenting life. There was a Star Trek episode, and I'm feeling pretty old, because there was a time when I could use Star Trek analogies and everybody would go, oh yeah, I'm familiar with that, Captain Kirk, yeah, Bones, McCoy. Now, I say there's a Star Trek episode, you people are going, are you talking The Next Generation? Are you talking Cosmos 6? Whatever. An old Star Trek episode with Captain Kirk, the true hero of Star Trek. Kirk saved close to 20 or 22 galaxies, 5 or 6 universes, and he got the girlfriend every time. You want to impress a girl? Save a galaxy. It's true. It's true. That's how I got my wife. I saved a galaxy. It was a 1965 Ford Galaxy, and I had kept it. And she said, this car's 22 years old. I said, I know, but it worked for Kirk. He saved a galaxy. He always got the girl. I saved this galaxy. There was an episode where Kirk was divided into two people. The one Kirk was a very compassionate, soft, didn't want to hurt anybody. He was run by emotions of the moment. The other Kirk was nasty. He was authoritarian. He was dictatorial. He was, my way is the only way, and I have no compassion, I have no empathy, I'm going to do what I want because I'm the boss. Interestingly enough, the compassionate Kirk almost got a whole bunch of people killed because he couldn't make a decision. He couldn't. He was too riddled with, I just can't. Somebody wouldn't like it. They would be hurt. Of course, the mean Kirk almost got people killed, too, because he was just arbitrary. But the compassionate Kirk was really no more effective as the captain of that starship. At the end of the episode, they blended them back together again. Combination of compassion, empathy, and confidence. And And then Kirk made some decisions that saved all the starship, a couple more galaxies. I think maybe an alternative universe, too. He saved that one. And then he got the girl from the alternative universe. Of course, my wife always says, I'm from an alternative universe. She goes, Ray, what universe are you living in, Ray? Sorry, honey. I just thought that's what you meant. How could you think that? My wife doesn't even accuse me of being on a different planet anymore. It's a different universe. Different dimension. As a parent, some of the sweetest, the nicest, the kindest, the most soft-hearted and gentle-spirited human beings I have ever met are among the worst parents. They're Kirk! They cannot go against the child's will. They cannot stand strong on moral issues. They can't make decisions that they know are going to be unpopular. They can't. It just hurts them. Sometimes you have to use your head to parent against your heart. You know, you hear these cliches. What really matters is what's in your heart. You have to go with your heart. Are you kidding me? You go with just your heart, you're going to be misled much of the time. Because those emotions come and go, and they are fickle. That's why God gave you a head. The head is generally more consistent. So is the will. Sometimes you have to have a bit of a mean streak in you. Whether you like it or not, sometimes you have to go against your nature to be a good parent. Because you know what? It's the loving thing to do. You don't parent by intention. Well, I meant well. Yeah, he's 19 years old and he's a spoiled, rotten bum on drugs. But I meant well. No, no, no. What matters is that you do what you know is good and right, even though sometimes your heart and your emotions say, ooh, that's so hard. Yes, yes, it is. And for some of us, it's much harder than others. And that's why I have 10 children. Because, yeah, I got a bunch that are going to be mad at me. But, hey, any given moment, I got a 50% approval rating. Not bad for a dad.